Welcome to Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. It's sunny. It must be June. We've been waiting for this stuff. The sun rays, the blue sky, the puffy white clouds. Hey, I have been going over 10 minutes lately, and I want to keep it under 10. I'm going to stay focused here. No more white clouds and blue skies. Memoir writing and biographies. And not, as we talked about last week, not the biography like she was born on December 8th. No, I'm talking vignettes. I'm talking stories. I'm talking about what I'm doing right now is I am finishing up a book about my mom, which it's interesting how it's one of those things like I just said, I'm going to do it. And then the killer in my world anyway is I set a deadline, but I make that deadline public. So it's June 12th, 2021. It's going to be available on all the bookstores. And I had set this deadline months ago. What I also did, this is the topic of today's podcast, today's show, is where do we get the content? Now, I could just tell stories left and right from my own experience with mom and stuff I remember and my own interpretations. That's fine. But even better, and you want to take it to another level, and you want to spark creative new ideas that you probably, even by definition, couldn't have come up with because they're not yours. I'm talking about friends, family, and their telling stories. So what we did was I had my mom's address book, her, sort of her contacts in her computer, and my sister and I sent out an email, a blast email to everybody, and said, hey, we're doing a ceremony in the summer. And I'm also writing a book about mom. That was about it. And do you have any stories about her to share? And it's just been, wow, fascinating, outpouring of love, grateful, gratitude, happiness, joy. Thank you for letting me share my stories with your mom, my stories of your mom with you. What a great idea you're doing this. And then they go along and tell the story. So that's it for today. That's all I want to say. We have, you're writing the biography of a parent or an uncle or aunt or just somebody else. And I keep saying the date thing when you're born, because this, I don't know, if I ever read a book and it just starts with that, I'm like, I'm already bored. Whereas I just want the stories. I just want the little vignettes, the little fun bits, the little quirky things. I mean, I got stuff already. It's already surprising me what I've talked about. You know, we got her in the classroom. We've got her giggling with her girlfriends, coming back and going to show them a big surprise. Got to read about that one. And all kinds of good stuff that I had not planned. And that's been the beauty of it. And guess what's really fun? I'm learning more about my mom. I mean, I would learn more about my mom had I written it myself, because you process your interpretations of your own histories, your own memories. And then through writing and through telling the story, you sort of churn it out again, blend it up, and it comes out as it comes out, and you learn something from that. Super awesome. But this, gathering the stories from other people, it's fun, it's rewarding, they're grateful. They're thankful that you're doing this. They're happy to do it. And it helps all of us celebrate her life. There you have it for today. Don't write this whole thing on your own. Gather up the friends and the family. And you know what? If they don't write back or they don't have a story, no worries. But just expect there's going to be some who say, thank you for letting me do this. Think about that. Thank you for letting me write a story about your mom. Pretty cool, right? If I didn't have anything else but some stories from old friends and my mom's, I already won. I didn't even publish a book yet. I already won. It's a win. This is Thursday Thunder. I'm here every week. Are you? See you next week.